early spring morning, 1 year after Wyatt had begun his sentence in Deer Lodge Pen. I walked from the house down to the road and removed the daily newspaper from the tin cylinder in which it was rolled. I flipped the paper open and began to read the headlines as I walked back up the incline to the house, distracted momentarily by a black bear running out of the sunshine into the spruce trees that grew on the hill immediately behind the house. When I glanced back at the paper, I saw Wyatt's name in a wire service story that made me swallow. I sat down at the breakfast table in our kitchen and kept the newspaper folded back upon itself so the story dealing with Wyatt wasn't visible. Through the side window, I could see steam rising from the metal roof on our barn. And farther on, a small herd of elk coming down an arroyo, their hooves pocking the snow that had frozen on the grass during the night. "Why the face?" Temple, my wife, asked.
"For spring, it's still pretty cold out," I replied.
She straightened the tulips in a glass vase on the windowsill and lifted a strand of hair off the glasses she had started wearing. She had thick, chestnut hair, and the light was shining on it through the window.
"Did you say something about Johnny American Horse earlier?" she asked.
"He got himself stuck in the can again. I thought I'd go down to morning court," I replied.
"He needs a lawyer to get out of the drunk tank?"